Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
What is up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Pumped about today's episode. Hope you have an amazing week. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate that. So what I want to get into here today is something I see a lot of, and that's an unfortunate thing. So I get a ton of applications for my Accelerator Mastermind from online experts, and a lot of them are not quite ready for my Accelerator Mastermind. They're early on in growing their online business. They're a little too early for the Mastermind. And there's a common mistake that I see so many course creators make. And today I want to share what that mistake is, why I think it's an issue, and how you can avoid making this same mistake. And what this mistake is creating your course or your product before you've validated it. Okay, so what I see so many people doing is they've spent a ton of time putting their course together or their program or whatever their offer is. Maybe it's a membership. They've put it all together. They've created all the content. They put the slides together. They have filmed it, etc. They've wrestled with the back end tech, right? Connecting all the systems. They set the course up in Kajabi or whatever other platform that you're using. And you create an order form, and you've set everything up, which makes most people want to pull their hair out, right? You've put a ton of time and energy into this, and then you're ready to sell it, and there's crickets. And that's when reality starts setting in. You get discouraged, and you start worrying that, oh my God, I'm a failure, which you're not, by the way. I see this exact scenario that I've just explained here played out over and over and over with online entrepreneurs. So what do you do instead? Well, I want to encourage you to validate your course or your offer or your program or your membership, whatever it is that you're selling, before spending all this time creating it. Whoa, whoa, Rick, what do you mean? What are you talking about here? You mean I can sell this before I even create this thing? Heck yes, you can. Okay, you can get people to sign up for your program before putting in all the time and energy of creating it. Here's what this looks like. This is exactly, and I'll share this in a second. This is exactly how I launched my business back in January of 2014. And I'll explain more about that in a second. And so here's what this looks like. Number one is you get very crystal clear. Is that right? Isn't that a double entendre? You get crystal clear. You get super clear on who this course is for. Okay. That's number one. Then number two is you get clear on the promise of your course. What is the benefit of what you're creating? How is it going to help your target audience? And what's the outcome for them, right? So for example, for my first program, which was my FB Advantage program, I launched this in January of 2014. My promise was, is that you're going to create an automated system for getting leads and sales for your business with Facebook ads. That was the benefit. That was the promise of that program. You've got to get very clear on how you're going to communicate this to your audience. Okay. So let me repeat that again. You get clear on who the course is for. Who are you serving, right? Why are you serving them? How are you helping them? And then get very clear on the promise of your program. I'm going to do another episode, probably a quick tip episode here on the show, all about the three P's of creating your offer, which is the premise, the promise, and the price of the course. And we've talked about this a ways back, a while back, probably a couple of years ago on the podcast here. So I'm going to do another updated episode all about that. But you really want to get clear on the promise of your program. What's the benefit of it? How is it going to help your target audience? What is the outcome for that person, right? And you want to get very clear on how you're going to communicate this to your audience. Most people start with the features of the program or whatever it is that your offer is, rather than the benefits. Start with the benefits first. What is the promise? What's the outcome of somebody going through your course, your program, your membership, whatever it is that you're creating? And then you get very clear on how you're going to communicate that to your audience. So once you're clear on that, then you outline your course. What's going to be included in the course? So this is where we kind of get into the features, right? But it's really benefit driven, again, because you're just simply outlining what's going to be included in the course. And then once you've done those couple things, you come up with a price. You know, I like to have an idea of what I would ultimately want to sell the program for when I open it up to the public. But I also like to have a special, quote, beta price for the first group of people to go through the course. And this is where the whole validation of your idea comes in. I like to come up with, you know, a minimum number of people that I want to come through the program at first, who are going to give me feedback on the course as I go through, because I'm creating it for the first time. So I want to give them a special price, like a beta price. And again, this is where the whole validation of your idea comes in. You take this information that you've come up with right here. So the promise of the course, what's the outcome, who you're serving, then the outline of the program and the price of what you're going to come to the market with to validate this. And you take this information and then you make your offer to, whether it's your email list, if you have an email list, maybe it's on social media, maybe you're going to run some Facebook or Instagram ads to a webinar or something like that. And again, I'd pick a number of students that you feel validates the idea of your program, that if you hit that number, you're off to the races, right? And there's no right or wrong with how many students. I personally like somewhere in the 20 to 50 range. So meaning if I get 20 to 50 people, whatever number that is, to join my beta version of this, you know, as I'm launching this program, cool. I'm validating it and I'm going to be moving forward with this. But I've also had students, and Jennifer Myers, who's been a guest on the podcast here very recently, she had 5 students and that was validation enough for her. And then, you know, and she was super happy with that and she was off to the races. And like I mentioned, this is exactly how I sold my first course back in January 2014. So 5.5 years ago. This is how I've launched every new program since. In January of 2014, I had no list. Nobody knew who I was. I had no social media following, but I knew that I wanted to create an online business teaching Facebook ads. And because I had no list and nobody knew who I was and I had no social media following, I didn't want to go through the time and energy, because I've never created a course before. And then back then, there weren't courses on courses. No one was really teaching how to create a course. And so what I did was I decided to do a webinar. I mean, I knew ads. So I ran ads to a webinar. I put together a webinar and I followed the steps that I just shared with you, meaning I got really clear on who this was for. I got really clear on the outcome of this program that I wanted to create. I got really clear on the promise of it. And then I think I offered it for like $497, I think it was. I think that was what the course was. And so people bought it. I remember selling it on a webinar on a Thursday. And I said that the first module, we're going to kick things off. So I was going to drip it, meaning I was going to teach it live each week for, I forget how many weeks, like 6 weeks or something like that. And I sold it on a webinar on a Thursday. And my first module, big mistake, was that it was going to start on that Monday. So like 4 days later. And nothing's going to light a fire under you to start creating your course when you have people paying and waiting for your content. And so I did $30,000 in the first 45 days of 2014. And that was validation. I'm like, all right, cool. People want this. And I was off to the races at that point in the business. I was like, oh, this really works. So, and if people don't buy what you're offering, so you've done these steps here that I've just shared, and you go through and you make your offer and people don't buy for whatever reason, right? Again, you are not a failure. This is an opportunity, on the other hand, to look at how you can improve your offer and what you have considered putting together. You get feedback from your audience, right? What do they want that's maybe different from what you were thinking about putting together? And then you make adjustments from there, and then you just repeat the whole process, right? When you follow these steps, when you approach your new offer, your new program, your new membership, whatever it is, your new course, from this angle, you're going to save yourself a bunch of time and energy. And you get answers about your offer really quickly. Because drives me crazy when I hear from people, they're like, oh yeah, people keep telling me that they want this. And, you know, like I have a lot of interest in it. Like, okay, that's amazing, great. But are they taking out their credit cards and paying you for what it is that you have to offer? Because until they do that, they can tell you, you know, all day long that they love what you want to be doing and they love this idea. And it's like, well, you know, it's kind of like put your money where your mouth is, right? So validate your idea first before spending all your time and energy on creating something that you don't even know that someone's actually going to pay for. Okay, so follow the steps here that I've just outlined. So as I just mentioned, ads are what I built my business on. I didn't have any following. I didn't have an email list back 5.5 years ago. I knew ads. And so ads are what I built my business on. But it can be super easy to overlook that it's taken way more than just ads from me to build my online business where it is today. Now, ads are one, right? Albeit critical, 100%. You need to be doing ads in your business in some fashion. But also remember, they're just one piece of the puzzle when growing your online business. You know, it's taken building a team. You have to position yourself as an expert. You know, it's creating and launching courses like we're talking about here today, whether it's a membership that I've created in the business. I do live events. I've done a ton of work on mastering my mindset, a ton of work that's always ongoing. I've had to learn how to manage my time and fulfill for my customers. I could go on and on. But what I've seen over the past several years, and I have certainly been guilty of this as well, is that most experts are teaching Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. But to truly create sustainable growth in your business so that you can have a bigger impact and help more people, it takes a more holistic strategy. Because guys, this is all connected. If you're an online expert, meaning you're a coach, you're a course creator, you're a consultant, you are, you know, you've got a membership, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success, but you're spinning your wheels to get your business to the next level, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need instead is a cohesive growth strategy, right? One that combines things like the things I just mentioned: mindset, visibility, building your authority, paid and organic traffic, you know, scalable offers, how to build a team, how to free up your time so that you're not doing all the things, how to become the actual CEO of your business, and more. And then on top of that, what's going to really truly help you with those things is coaching, accountability, community, and support. And so if you are an online expert and you're at a place in your business where your days are just getting eaten up with all the busy work, and you know, you're doing all the things in your business, you're trying to figure out, how do I scale this business without burning out? Maybe you have a dream of having a team that has your back and excels in the areas that you don't and is as committed to growing your business as you are. Maybe you are, you know, trying to Google things that Google doesn't have answers for. Google has answers for everything at some point, but it's really, how valuable is it truly to your business and your situation? Like, what's the best launch strategy for this new program? Or how can I really get my Facebook and Instagram ad costs down and my ROI up? Or who should I be hiring to help me build my business? Maybe you are subconsciously sabotaging your own success because your mindset has not caught up to your reality of where you're at in your business. This is a huge thing I see all the time, and I certainly have had challenges with that and done a lot of work to overcome that. Well, if you're nodding your head to any of this that I'm talking about, then I want to help you. Because in the same way of having a coach help me grow my business to seven figures to where it is today, it is my turn to give that gift to others. So again, if you're an online expert and you're ready for coaching, support, and accountability in taking your business to the next level, then I want to invite you to schedule a free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for my Accelerator Mastermind. The Accelerator is a 6-month mastermind, kicks off in July of 2019 here and runs till the end of the year. And this is all about helping you take your online business to the next level. And so you do an assessment, because I do not accept anybody. I don't accept just anybody into the Accelerator. And so you fill out an assessment, and then if I feel like you might be a good fit, then we hop on a Zoom call and do a free strategy session to learn more about your business, what's holding you back, and to see if Accelerator is a good fit for you. So if that is of interest to you, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. I got another really good episode coming your way in next Wednesday's episode. As always, thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.